Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. This is part of the IBM Virtualization Engine Deep Dive Education Session. There may be several other presentations in the area of interest. This presentation is entitled IBM Director 5.10 CVM Center Extension. And we are Wolfgang Blum, responsible for virtual server deployment, and Ofer Buran for server complex. There will be a question and answer call in early October, so please send your questions to maybe@us.ibm.com by October 1st. Slide number 1. IBM Director 5.10 CVM Center Extension. Slide 2. Agenda. In this presentation, we will not cover all the slides given here in this presentation. We will present just a subset of slides. We will first start with the IBM Director for Linux on System C9 and Z-Series. Then we will present the virtual server deployment. Ofer Buran then will continue with topic number 3, server complexes. In this presentation, we'll skip the last two topics, which are topology and troubleshooting. They are here for reference purposes. Slide number 3. IBM Director manages Linux and virtualization on C-Series. With IBM Director version 5.10, this is the first time that IBM Director is available on C-Series. The goal of IBM Director on C-Series is to manage a large number of Linuxes on our CVM virtualization technology. We are using virtualization, the CVM virtualization operating system, to deploy and manage Linux systems on CVM. IBM Director on C-Series is able to manage Linuxes, and we are able to use the base tasks of IBM Director on our C Linux systems. And in addition to those base tasks, we have our own task where we are able to deploy CVM guests and Linux images into those guests. The CVM Center extension has an open interface which enables external providers to use our interfaces and to use our systems management technology on C-Series. Slide number 4. The new CVM Center extension. As I said earlier, we are able to manage the base management of IBM Director where it is appropriate on a C system server. However, this is not covered in this presentation. This presentation will present the virtual server deployment and the server complex. The virtual server deployment is used to create virtual servers on the CVM system to deploy Linux operating systems on those virtual servers and then use the base management tasks to manage Linux systems on our C-Series. The server complex is used to manage ongoing the Linux guests that have been created with the virtual server deployment. In addition, we are able to use CVM system technologies to manage our resources using the virtual resource manager. We are able to configure the virtual networking and mini disks. Slide number 5. Agenda, the virtual server deployment. Slide number 6. The virtual deployment task. Now I'm going to present the virtual server deployment task, one of our two new base tasks of IBM Director. The IBM virtual server deployment is able to provision virtual servers and Linux on a CVM using a graphical user interface. The underlying technology uses the TSIM model, implementing the eServer platform provisioning model for Z, which is also called container-based cloning. In our first release, we are able to display CVM information, to manage templates, to create templates and define their properties, to create virtual servers. Then we are able to manage operating system in a way that we capture operating systems from a master system and use those captured OSs as templates and apply them on other free virtual servers. And last but not least, we're able to activate and deactivate those virtual servers. Slide number 7, walkthrough virtual server deployment. During this presentation, this part of the presentation, we'll give you a small scenario where you will see most of the panels of the virtual server deployment task. The scenario describes an educational institution that offers an online course for Linux administrator. The CVM Center virtual server deployment task is used in this context to deploy new Linux systems for our students to do their coursework, and then after the course is finished to delete those Linux systems again. For our release 1, we have one assumption. The assumption is that one master Linux has been installed on a virtual server by hand. This cannot be done by the virtual server deployment task yet. Slide number 8. The virtual server deployment task continuing. This scenario will go through the following steps. We'll start the virtual server deployment task. Then we will register a master Linux. From this register Linux, we will create a template Linux system. And this template Linux system will, in the last step, be used to create a Linux instance into a CVM virtual server. We will not cover the topics about CVM profile and the creation of virtual servers in this presentation. Slide number 9. Starting the CVM system, the virtual server extension. When you start the virtual server extension, you will see the screen as shown on slide number 9. It will give you some information of the CVM system. It will give you information like memory and IPL time. In order to register an operating system, you have to find your operating system. Therefore, you first have to find the virtual server where the operating system is installed on. Please go to slide number 11. slide number 11 shows you a virtual server where no operating system is registered yet. The first thing is that we have to click on the operating system entry in the tree, make a right click, and then say new operating system. This will launch the wizard register operating system, which is on slide number 12. Slide number 12, register operating system. In order to provision a Linux, we first have to register an operating system that we later on will clone and apply to new virtual servers. The register wizard goes through the following steps. First, you have to specify the disks where the operating system is located on. Then you go through the following steps where you specify your boot disk, the interfaces and network properties, and the host name in the last step. After pressing finish in the last step, you will see a screen looking like the screen on slide number 13. Slide number 13 presents the master Linux system that you've just registered with the wizard. Here you can see all the disks and network interfaces as you have specified them in the wizard on the previous slide. This is our master operating system that has been registered, that has been installed by hand on the virtual server, and that is now known to our virtual server deployment task. We cannot copy this new Linux operating system into a new virtual server. In order to create a new instance of this operating system, we have first to create a template from this operating system. Please go to slide number 14. Slide number 14 shows the operating system templates. Currently, there is only one template visible, which is called test0001. This is an older template. We will now create a new operating system template from the previously registered operating system. Click right on operating system templates in the tree and select new. Slide number 15. After pressing new in the pop-up menu, the wizard create operating system template appears. In the first step, you have to find the virtual server on which the master Linux is located. So we select the virtual server for the master system, expand the node, and then select the operating system that we have registered a couple slides before. On the second step in this wizard, you have to specify which disks are shared, so which are shared between Linux guests and which are exclusive. And the following steps specify the name of the new template and the disk pool where the template is copied to. In the last step, you have to deactivate the virtual server in order to copy the master operating system into the template. After you've pressed finished, you will get the master operating system, which you can see on slide number 16. Slide number 16, the operating system template that we've just created from the master operating system. Here you can see all the properties from the master operating system, like shared disks, exclusive disks, network properties, and in addition, the relationships to the master operating system. Slide number 17 to 22 will be skipped in this presentation. In those slides, we create a virtual server which works in a similar way as creating an operating system. First, you have to create a virtual server template, and then from this template, you can create one or many new virtual servers. We will continue on slide 23. Assuming that we have, in the meantime, created a new virtual server, on this slide, we are selecting this newly created virtual server, which currently does not have any operating system inside. We will now apply the operating system template that we've just created into this newly created virtual server. So select New in the pop-up menu of the operating system node in the tree. Slide 24. After clicking New in the tree, the Create operating system pops up. Here you have first to select our operating system template, then specify our personalization data, which is currently the IP address. Select the disk pool from which the disks are taken and where the new Linux instance is copied into, and then specify the host name. This is everything you have to do to create a new operating system instance. Clicking Finish will result in a new operating system. Slide 25 shows the overall result of what we've did in our scenario. And as you can see, we have registered an operating system. Then we have created a virtual server, an operating system template from this registered operating system. We have created a virtual server template with a virtual server, and then the last step, we have created a new Linux instance into this new operating system and in this new virtual server. On the panel on the right hand side, you can now in addition see the relationships of the operating system templates, where you see the source of the template, which is the master Linux. And you can see the Linux instances that have been created from this template. You can repeat those steps now over and over again. You don't have to create those templates again. You can use those templates to create a lot of new virtual servers and then apply the same operating system template to all those servers, and you just have to personalize them by specifying IP address and host name. So this is it for the virtual server deployment part. Now we switch to slide 26, the agenda, which is server complex, which will be described by Ofer Biran.
Hello, let's go to slide 27, the server complex task. So the server complex's task is providing ongoing management of Linux guest, which is beyond just the initial provisioning or creation of the guest. New entities called server complexes are introduced to control all the configuration aspects of the guest in the DVM. And the server complex, through these properties, is controlling both the ZVM side, the Linux side configuration of the guest of many configuration domains that we will see. There is also control of consistency against the desired configuration, which is implied by the server complex property. You can also have a direct cloning operation into a server complex in which in one step you can create a Linux guest or even multiple, like 20 or 100 Linux guests inside a server complex and get them created, image applied, and then activated and configured according to the server complex properties in one step. So going to slide 28, you can see the server complex tasks under the subtask of the ZVM center, and currently the middle pane of the director console show an association according to server complex memberships, and here you see one ZVM object, this is the offer VM 1, that has the two server complexes, production and test. The production has two tiers, print servers and web servers, and they are populated with some Linux guests. Going to slide 29, the server complex entity represents a possibly multi-tier, and we've seen that we had a server with two tiers on the previous slide, a grouping of the guests, and it governs the creation and the configuration of the included guests by having a persistent properties. In each of the configuration domains, like disks, networks, and so, the properties can be defined separately for each tier of a server complex or for the whole complex as a whole. The various domains that are controlled are VM resource assignments, which are CPU and I/O velocity goals. And these goals are applied to the current group of included Linux guests and are maintained by the VM resource manager. The next domain is networking. The server complex defines the virtual networking of the Linux guest, and this is based on ZVM guest LANs, direct OSA attachment, or a vSwitch attachment. It defines mini disks that can be attached. You can define as many mini disks that can be attached to each guest that is moved into the server complex. And the configuration of this mini disk attachment would be the underlying necessary ZVM configuration and up to the Linux mount point. And there are also configuration scripts that are supported, which can be viewed as user exits for customers to do additional configuration required when a Linux guest is moved into a certain server complex. Going to slide 30, we can see the server complex window. On the upper left pane, we see the three Linux guests, which are Linux guests in this ZVM that are currently not included in any server complexes. On the right pane, these are the server complexes, and here we see two server complexes. One is production that has two tiers, web servers and print servers, and the right one is a test that has only one tier. At any time, you can drag and drop a Linux guest from the free Linux guest into a tier of a server complex, and it gets automatically configured according to the server complex properties. You can also drag a Linux guest from a server complex, source server complex, to a target server complex, and it gets reconfigured according to the target server complex properties. At any time, you can also edit the server complex properties and change them. For example, you can define additional mini disks that should be attached to all the Linux guests, and then this configuration change will be applied after proper confirmation, user confirmation, of course, to all the included guests. The lower left pane, the provisioning resources, is similar to the provisioning resources pane in the virtual server deployment task, And it showed the virtual server templates, the disk pools and operating system templates, and the management of all these is indeed is done in the virtual deployment task. Here you can only, we only show them when you push this refresh button, they are presented, and they are used for the direct cloning operation. When, if you select a virtual server template and a disk pool, and then you can drag an operating system template into a tier of a server complex, and in one operation get a new Linux guest created, an image applied, and it is configured according to the server complex properties. We will skip slide 31 that gives all the configuration scenarios for the various domains. Just one remark, you can use the server complex task just for one configuration domain. So if you are only interested, for example, in VMRM, which is the VM resource manager performance goal, you can only use server complex for that. And we will see this in the example, in the walkthrough that I will go over for the VMRM management on slide, starting on slide 32. So let's assume we have some Linux guests that are in production, while we have others that's only used for tests, and we want to assign 70% of our CPU resources in this ZVM to the production, to all the production guests as a whole, and 30% to the test guests. So the first step, we will create two server complexes, one production and one test. So on the main server complex window, under action, we have a new server complex, and we get this dialog. Here we give him a name, and we specify the number of tiers, and we can set our names for the tiers. On slide 33, we created these production and test server complexes, and then we simply drag the production Linux guest into the production complex and the test Linux guest into the test server complex. And then in slide 34, we right-click on the server, on each of the server complex, and we get to the properties of the server complex. And here you see the all the domains, VMRM, scripts, networks, and minidisk. And here we click on the VMRM tab, and we set the VMRM goals that we want, 70% the CPU and the importance for the goals. And then when we click OK, we see that the VMRM in the ZVM is configured really to maintain the goals that we set. Now, in step 4, I'm on slide 35. In step 4, if I want to change the role of a guest, suppose that it's going from a test to production, I simply drag it from the test server complex to the production, and the VMRM performance goals are configured automatically on the ZVM. Now, let's go to slide 40, and I'll talk about the virtual networking properties. So assume that we still have these production and test environments, and we want each Linux guest in the production to have two network interfaces. One is configured on a guest LAN, and the other is directly attached to a OSA card in the ZVM. So the first step for using these routing entities in the ZVM, like the guest LAN and the vSwitch and the OSA, we have to go in the main window of server complexes under action to ZVM network properties and specify, and we get this window, and you can see in slide 41, we need to specify the Linux routing properties for each guest LAN or a vSwitch or OSA that we want to use. Then, when we go now to slide 43, and I'm skipping all the time slides because of the short time. In slide 43, I edit the properties of the production server complex, and I click the network tab. And here, I can define up to four network interfaces that will be configured on each included Linux guest. Okay, so now I can select in each of these drop-down, for interface 0, I select the guest LAN GDL guest, and the LANs that I can select from are exactly those for which I filled Linux routing properties in the previous set. So I select for network interface 0, I get LAN. For interface 1, I select OSAKA. And then when I click OK, and the Linux guests are already included in the server complex, they are automatically configured with these two network interfaces. At any time, I can move another Linux guest to this server complex, and it will also get two network interfaces configured according to these properties. On slide 44, this is the last scenario, is a direct cloning, and here I just need to mention that I need to use a virtual, if I want to do a multiple direct cloning, I need to use a virtual server template that has a user asterisk in the user ID pattern, so I will get the Linux names created, like Linux 01, 02, and 03. So on the slide 45, I'm doing a refresh in the provisioning resource pane in the server complex window to get all the templates that I created in the virtual server deployment task. And then I'm simply, as I said before, and I'm on slide 46, I'm dragging a operating system template into a tier of a server complex, and I get a dialog to specify the number of clones. Here I specified two clones that I want. And then I get on slide 47, the progress indication window that describes the multiple cloning operation. And for each clone, a virtual server is created. The operating system template, i.e. the Linux image, is applied to it. It is activated. And then on slide 48, when it is discovered by the director, the server complex configuration is applied to it. So in one step, we can have like 100 Linux guests created and configured according to what we want. Okay, that concludes the server complex part of the ZVM Center part, and I guess that concludes the ZVM Center presentation. No?
I think we are done. We will hang up now.
Okay, you got the confirmation? Okay.
I'd just like to add that if you have any questions on these deep dives, please feel free to send an email to Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, at us.ibm.com by October 1st, and I will be scheduling calls with the subject matter experts the beginning of October for question and answer periods for you to get your answers to your questions, and I will also send them to you in an email. Thank you.